Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you trying to catch the wheels on my...
Hold on. What's up?
You're moving the chair, but you're holding your fucking dynamic microphone by your feet.
His arms are tired.
My legs are tired. Yeah, I'm stretching. And the chair is very short.
Yeah, it is very short. Paul, does it go up? Can you help him push it up?
Do you not know how to work those?
No. I mean, I'm moving the little knobby.
You have to move the knobby and sit up so that it moves up.
Hold on.
Doing this on air?
Oh, this is hard.
We need one more phone.
There's a fireplace app?
I need to work in a...
No, it's on Netflix. Yeah. Wow.
Now I'm very high.
Yes, you are. Yes, now you're the tallest one at the table.
I want my chair to be higher than everybody else's.
Oh, my God. There's so many fireplaces going.
Yeah, there's fireplaces galore because it's Christmas night, but that's not when anybody's going to hear this.
No.
They're going to be done with Christmas. But we're all Christmassy.
Yes, we are.
Christmas is a very melancholy time.
Melancholy?
Are you sad?
Isn't everybody sad?
On Christmas? Isn't everybody?
Yeah, everybody's Christmassy sad.
Christmassy sad.
The government's shut down. The anxiety sets in. Yep.
Blue Christmas. I think that's what that song was about.
I'm dreaming of a blue Christmas.
I don't think that's the right one.
Are you talking about Blue Monday?
No.
So wait, it's the Lousy Weather Media Main Show, episode 273. I'm Sean Ast.
Slim. He wanted to be.
Pop Comparta.
We're at a different table.
Yeah, I just pointed.
I wish everyone saw that.
Yeah,
he just kept pointing.
And no one was doing anything.
All right. Here we go. It's the Lousy Weather Media Main Show, episode 273. I'm Sean Ast.
Bob Comparta.
Slim. Paul Wolf.
And Josie.
With the jingle bells.
We're here. It's Christmas night. I'm talking on a weird microphone. I said my arms are tired. So I want to hold a microphone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an odd choice.
Yes, it is.
So that's why I sound like I'm in a tin can, and everybody else sounds very clear. And
maybe
like,
halfway through the show, you'll hear a difference once we take a break. Sean's like, listen back to that. Yeah,
like,
changes.
Why does Sean sound like he is in a different location? Like, I'm via satellite.
Yeah. Sean on location.
That's why.
Next to us.
There's a bubble,
to you, Sean.
A fireplace app playing next to me, to my right. As you have fireplace app playing behind you.
We all have fireplace apps open on our phone.
It's a good time of year.
I said it's a melancholy time of year.
That's the way to describe
it. I feel like it was okay.
I'm
going to give it an okay.
I think I meant to say it's a melancholin type of year where you listen.
The band?
You listen to melancholin.
I can get behind that.
Year 2019, melancholine.
May 16th.
Yes. That's a song.
Lagwagon?
Oh.
That's a song by Lagwagon. Good call. No Cigar was melancholin.
Here, that's our Tony
Hawk. Which you were close.
Our Tony Hawk's
Cigar.
Pro Skater 2 references for
it's
that.
It's a Papa Roach type of year. They were on that soundtrack.
Yeah, so the world's been wild, though, today.
What's been the world doing?
I mean,
Wow.
No, it's when worlds collide.
Power Man 5000.
Oh, wait. I thought we changed subjects. My bad.
I like that song.
The world's been wild. It's been a wild 2018. Wait, don't you think so?
Oh?
I think we live in a wild world.
Yeah. Trump became president this year, right? That happened this year?
Yeah, he's wild. did you see the thing today? Yeah.
But what is time
did
anymore?
You see? So Trump today was like taking phone calls from kids, and he asks a 7-year-old girl, like, "You don't believe in Santa Claus, do you?"
Whoa!
And then he was like, "Yeah, at 7 years old, it's marginal or whatever." I can't remember what the second line was, but he was like, "Yeah, it's like a marginal belief by that point." Do you, some shit. It's like you're talking to a 7-year old.
Do you remember
the phone on Christmas?
When you stopped believing in Santa? I don't remember.
I remember. I remembered. Remember it like it was yesterday.
I remember being like, this is bullshit, right?
And my mom was like, yeah. Catching on to the wrapping paper, and my mom has like very distinct handwriting, and I was like, why does Santa write in the same color pen the same way you do?
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, parents do that so you do figure it out.
Maybe.
Like, they don't disguise their handwriting. Like, have you ever had a parent that disguised?
I will, because I just always thought that Santa came down the chimney and like, fucking forced your parents to sign everything.
Comes in at gunpoint.
Yeah. I know you don't believe in me, but sign it.
The elves That's hold terrifying. You down, and Santa's just like, sign the paper.
It's like, how many
sign
kids,
the gift.
How many kids woke up Christmas morning to just murdered parents?
Because they because
Santa,
they didn't do it.
Santa gunned them down for not signing.
It was like Dexter Morgan, and Legos. I think that's like the only one.
Yeah, that's how you find bad parents.
Was his mom killed on Christmas?
I don't know.
Okay.
No.
I didn't
she
think
died
so.
In front of him, that's all.
Yeah, yeah, it was in that fucking like tractor trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Could have been Christmas. Mm.
The tractor trailer, cargo ship container. Yeah.
Same thing, they put those on trucks, don't they?
Tractor I don't know if they. I don't know if they specify what month it was. Mm-hmm.
They don't, and it's a war. It's in Florida, so who knows?
Yeah,
yeah, that's a different country altogether in Florida.
That's a real life event. So what? How was your day, Slim? Did you have Christmas with the family?
I did.
Hang out with the sibling.
Yeah.
Play Nintendo Switch.
Dude, look what my sister drew of me. She drew me a self
Everyone
portrait.
On the podcast, check this out.
Well,
check out this.
I'm gonna post it on my Instagram, but
that's a cool photo.
Yeah, she drew it on like this like cool cardstock with like alcohol marker or something.
Did
like
she
that.
Get you any presents of value?
Whoa!
That she paid for. How about that? That she actually
got her. Yeah, not spent her time on, spent her money.
You know what? I will say that was my favorite present.
Anything of value happened though.
until you got the present from me. Obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you gave him a cord.
gave him my Audio Technica mic cable.
I got this on sale. Merry Christmas. I hate your picture.
She's going nowhere. No, my parents still continue to not understand me at all in what they buy me. They got me a...
parents just don't understand.
I've heard that.
They got me a t-shirt that said, Alexa, give me a blowjob.
I feel like they know you very well. Yeah.
Sounds just like you.
I was like, all right. My mom was like, yeah, you can wear that when you're on stage. And I was like, yep, that's
Slim's
the one.
Like, he's all Apple. He would never own Alexa.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, the problem. It didn't say, hey, Siri. Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't the blowjob thing. Yeah. It was the Alexa.
He angrily takes off his...
They don't know me at all.
He angrily takes off his phone case and just shows it to him.
Okay, Google, give me a blowjob.
The last time Google I saw home. You play live, you were wearing a shirt that said, like, Young Sluts Are Us or something.
It was YSL, like the brand that said, You Little Slut.
You would definitely wear
probably.
Like,
that's probably why they got you the blowjob.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you record, you're
well,
on
clearly,
record
honey.
Talking about anal and, you know, all that other
feel
fun
bad
stuff,
for the father of the daughter that I made come from anal, but she didn't really know him anyways.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I think they
Yeah, no, it was
quote,
funny.
Quote, it was really quote.
And then they got me a Beverly Hills polo jacket, and I was just kind of like, why this? You're like, well, you always wear polo. And I was like, oh, no.
90210.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Like,
that
like,
I will
not,
say.
Not
they
Ralph,
might have tried
like,
too hard on that.
Yeah,
like,
no, I got it.
That,
yeah.
It's not Ralph Lauren.
Right. She was like, what's his polo? And I was like, oh, God, you don't know anything, Mom.
I don't
throw it on the ground, stomp upstairs.
Yeah,
it's
nice
like
polo.
A knockoff polo.
I got
it's
this weird-ass purple long sleeve.
I like it. Did you get that for Christmas?
Yeah. I just put it right on because I wanted to be warm.
I got this for Christmas.
Nice.
Hoodie.
Cool.
New Jersey Devil.
Yeah. From Josie. That was very nice of you. Nice.
That your favorite team?
Mm-hmm.
The New Jersey Devils.
They're not doing too well this year, but you know.
Well,
they
according
don't usually.
To Taylor, get this. All
okay.
Right, how messed up is this?
Okay, Taylor,
so,
your sister.
Taylor and my mom go shopping for Paul and I or whatever, and they pick out a present for Paul. And Taylor proceeds to tell my mom that Paul's favorite team is the Chicago Blackhawks. Mm-hmm. So today at Christmas, when
Paul routinely wears Blackhawks gear,
never, not ever,
has a fucking traditional Indian headdress.
Yeah, yeah. I'm more so because it's on PC.
Yeah. But anyway, at Christmas, my mom's all pissed off. She's like, "Taylor told me it was the Blackhawks."
Well, I walk in with the New Jersey Devil sweatshirt on, like, "Oh man, this is nice, right?" She's like, "Motherfucker, does it look like the Indian I bought?"
But I was like,
"I'm like Native American." But
I was like, "You just Louis C.K. Ricky Gervais this because I said Indian, and then you just got all giddy, like I can say Indian too now." I said that shit. Anyway, move on.
Anyways. The point was, I was like, well, your first mistake was asking Taylor what my boyfriend's favorite
team
is.
Well, she didn't want to ask you.
She ended up texting me anyways, and I told her no, it
wasn't.
You
won't believe
the
awesome gift I
got
him.
Stupid Blackhawks thing anyway. It's
no,
not
it's cool.
Stupid. It
yeah.
is cool, but uh-huh. it's Blackhawks are stupid. Okay, not actually, but the team. How about that?
Yeah, Chicago's not
there
bad.
There we go.
All right.
Oh, where are you going, Sean? He's mobile.
Oh, boy.
Sean's up. Sean's up. He's about to do his stand-up routine. Are
oh,
you
no,
getting...
we gave
are you
so
leaving?
I was...
This is why he wanted this microphone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why do you...
I'll just put it on my jacket and leave it. No.
I'll podcast from the car.
Yeah,
so hope your cable's long enough.
This
if
cable
you have
does
to
cool.
pee, you could just walk around the corner.
Yeah.
All these fires make me hot.
Should get a wireless one.
Fires, yeah.
That yeah, that's cool. next.
We actually talked about that. We thought we could get a microphone and something that from the ceiling, so we don't
oh,
have to
like,
have
yeah, like the announcer, yeah.
Yeah.
We look like Bruce Buffer.
Introducing first.
Uh-huh. I'm like trying not to burp up spaghetti.
Oh,
no.
Gosh.
On your
it's that pib.
It's
that
on your
pib
sweater
extra.
Already. Because it is mom's spaghetti, right?
Yeah, and you just got it today.
It's my mom's spaghetti.
It'll be already.
Yeah, I was, so you guys know this. My tradition every year is spaghetti.
Yes, I did know that.
Christmas.
Yeah. We have
some of us
spaghetti and meatballs,
yeah.
right?
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah. Always the meatballs.
Had garlic bread, too.
Ooh.
Garlic
Ooh.
Bread.
That's what my mom was like, "You want some garlic bread?" I was just like, "Garlic bread."
She's like, "Yes or no?"
Yeah, that's exactly the look she gave me. I was like, yeah. I just said, "Garlic bread" one more time, and then I was like, "All right, I'm sorry." Yes. Yes,
giving away
I
your
would
gifts.
Like, would like garlic.
My 12-year-old, 30-year-old.
I got a lot of functional stuff, though. I got some towels.
Anything of
nice.
Value?
Oh.
Yeah, everything of value. My parents didn't draw me any pictures.
Like I said, practical. I'm 30. This is what happens. You stop getting art, you start getting towels.
They got me some toilet paper.
No, I got a couple wrestling DVDs.
Oh, that's practical,
my dad,
too.
My dad, for some reason, he's been able for like a good 6-7 years to buy me DVDs that I don't have.
Wow, that's impressive. Like, yeah. How does he know your collection?
I have no idea. Well, oh. He's bought them all.
Keeps tab of his buys.
He's done well. Like, I'm like, I don't have
you're
this.
Like, how can you do this? I got you that one CD twice.
Yeah, that is a true story.
That is true.
What?
Yeah. So,
oh, my dad would love this. Fast forward a year later. Oh, my dad would love this.
Apparently. I don't remember this at all. But yeah, so.
Well, you got to learn to keep track of your buys.
So yeah,
Sean, we listen to it together.
Yeah. And the funny part. So let me tell the story.
All right.
So there's this album from lead singer of Deep Purple, Ian Gillan.
Mm-hmm.
And he put it out in like 2007 or something where he like collaborates with a bunch of people like Dio and a bunch of sweet guitar players and shit. So really, and it comes with a bonus DVD that's like all studio footage. It's really cool. So I borrowed it from him one time and then like... through fights with the girlfriend I was living with at the time or whatever, I lost the DVD. It's gone.
Okay.
So my dad always kind of held it over my head like, "Oh, yeah, you lost that DVD when you were dating that stripper." It's like, yeah, I guess that's true. That is what happened. So fast forward a couple years, I was like, I would like to watch that DVD. And so I found it online. 2 copies left. Bought one for me, one for my dad on Amazon. Got them shipped to my house, and then I like went over to my dad's house at like 10 p.m. one night, just one random night, like, "Got a present for you." And he cracked it open and he goes, you already bought this for me like a year and a half ago. And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah. And he grabs it right off the shelf and he's like, and this copy is the deluxe remaster.
You actually went down from your original game.
Yeah. Like a year and a half earlier, I had to bought him a better copy than the first one. And then this time I bought.
So now you have two copies?
No, he still kept one. I was like, okay. Now you got both versions.
Yeah. You have the deluxe and regular that already had the regular.
Two floors in their house. One's upstairs, one's downstairs.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. The new one's all top used floor. And scratched up. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a. I have bought the same.
He's like, at least this is of value. So I can sell it.
I could see how easy it'd be to, you know, double buy something.
Yeah.
Somebody. How was your Christmas, Paul?
It was good. Josie and I just. We actually unwrapped all our gifts last night. Watched Home Alone.
Wait. I couldn't wait.
You Christmas Eve'd it.
Yeah.
I never have before. It's the first time I've ever done it.
She went out with her family on Christmas Eve. I worked. And before she got home, I made. Do you remember that scene in Home Alone where he makes the microwavable mac and cheese?
Barely.
And he's right about to eat it. And then it strikes 9 o'clock. And then he has to go get set up to try to murder Joe Pesci.
Barely.
Mm-hmm. Have you never seen Home Alone?
I have. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I made her mac and cheese last night.
He goes,
yeah, that's the part. Aftershave. So Josie walks the door. I throw aftershave in her face. She screams and I throw a paint can at her.
I hit her with a hot iron.
I'm like, babe, you ready? She slips on micro machines and I'm like, you ready to watch Home Alone?
You heat up the door handles.
Yeah.
I got a blowtorch
like fucking Dwight.
No, I just watched.
What does warm mean?
Angry Video Game Nerd had Macaulay Culkin on playing old Home Alone video games.
Oh,
like,
God.
Like really shitty Home Alone games. And it's really funny because, like, he's like, they're making me out to be an asshole. He's like, just pelting people in an airport with fucking baseballs and shit. It's like ridiculous.
It's crazy. Like, we watched Home Alone last night, and he was so freaking cute. Like, that little kid was
like
the cutest.
He looks
yes.
and sounds the exact same.
No,
it's weird.
Weird.
Yeah, he does look very similar.
He does look exactly, you're right. That's what makes him kind of look weird, though, because he's still little kid feature. He still looks like that.
His voice is a lot like Bob and I were watching the thing, and when they would do the voiceover parts where you're not actually seeing him physically talk, you're just hearing his voiceover, you're like, holy shit, like, that sounds like
Macaulay
Culkin from 95. Like, that sounds like
See, I listened to a lot of his episodes of his podcast called Bunny Ears, and I didn't feel like he sounded like that.
What, Bunny Ears? I mean, he's old.
Yeah, yeah. I was just saying I disagree with what you said, that's all. I was.
If I could suggest anything for anybody this year, that would be it.
What?
Angry Video Game Nerd episode with Macaulay Culkin.
Oh. All right.
Well, there you go. Sean's
2019.
Yeah, here it comes. Yeah.
That's your suggestion.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, it's already popped up on my YouTube suggestion. Wow.
Because we talked about it.
Yeah.
Google's listening.
Yeah, man, Alexis. Yeah.
Damn you, Siri. Give me a blowjob.
But yeah, that's been our lives today.
Yeah, that's
our lives.
That's our Christmas.
Bob, what did you do?
What about Bob? I love that movie.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Bob's here.
I forget that I, like, talk to him during the day.
Yeah,
so.
You guys live together, so that makes sense.
He played video games.
Yeah, I was playing with Bob earlier.
He made coffee. I drank some.
Oh, yeah, I made some coffee. Yeah. He knows my... I drank coffee. I played video games.
I was playing with Bob, and you walked by his door, and I could kind of hear your conversation, and I was like, oh, shit, Sean bought me and Josie gifts. We got to go get him gifts. But then I heard, like, I ran out of wrapping paper.
I was going to do the lottery tickets anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that was...
doesn't know.
Bobby was walking through the dining room. I bet you don't know how much Bobby just, like, cooks food, walks around, hangs out, fucking gets...
Well, I don't live with him, so no.
But he's playing games with you. Like,
he'll be talking
to you.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, cooking pizza and shit.
Actually, I know, because he'll be like, I'll be right back. I'm making a pizza. But he'll keep me on mic the whole time.
I told Paul the one day I came home from my lunch break, and I didn't know that, like, everyone else could hear me. And after that, I was like, just an FYI. don't ever do that again.
And that's when I learned how to mute my mic.
Because I was like, what if I like say something wildly inappropriate? Yeah. Then I don't, not that I do, but really, just but come you
in,
never know.
Come in, start sounding like Louis C.K., Ricky Gervais, and yeah. Chris Rock.
I'm going to jerk off in front of you. I'm like, well, no, babe, you're on, you're live. You're like, just watch, I got power. I'm like, all right. Is that what you mean by Louis C.K.?
Yes. That's what
that's
I,
where my head
when
went.
You said Louis C.K., that's what I pictured.
Yeah, I'm going to jerk off in this plant.
I did not. I went more towards like the N-word or something like that.
Yeah, so what happened was there was a conversation from like 8 years ago on an HBO show where they, where Louis C.K. said the N-word.
Did he not know he's being filmed? Wasn't it
no,
an HBO
it's
show?
It's an HBO show, yeah.
It was also 8 years ago.
So, when
yeah.
he could say the N-word.
Yeah, and he was like,
slightly different.
He's like, I need to make people forget about this. Jerk so, off. I'm going to jerk off your
face. So Chris Rock's like, this dude's the blackest motherfucker I know. And then Louis C.K. says, so you mean I'm a, and says the word. And Chris Rock starts laughing, going, yes, yes, you are the blankest white guy I know. And then Ricky Gervais goes, ha, 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 you called him a, and then says it, like, basically. Jerry Seinfeld sitting there going, this isn't okay.
Oh, I did see
Seinfeld
that.
Yeah, is
Seinfeld
one?
Is one. He's like, this isn't okay.
He's like, what? Wait, does
yeah,
he do
what's
that?
The
okay,
deal?
I'm, I don't even know.
With
I
all
just
these
hear
N-words.
You guys making that joke.
All these N-bombs.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people made the joke like, God
See,
forbid
that,
they were talking about airplane
food.
That,
to me, does kind of sound tasteless in a way. Like, I have heard jokes where, like, sometimes people
the black
say that
guy
word.
If the group calls the white guy the N-word and he's like, yeah, ha-ha.
Yeah, but I feel
N-word.
Like, yeah, that just sounds tasteless. Like, it they was, just said it. And then Ricky Gervais just says it just,
yeah,
cause,
yeah,
just to say
he gets
it.
Into it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yep. The tweet I saw on it was 2010 was a weird time when Jerry Seinfeld was the realest N-word in the room.
Yeah, but he goes on Jerry Seinfeld. It is kind of funny. He's like, I'm not gonna. He's like, you guys say it on stage, and they're like, no, hey, like we're joking about, or we have, or whatever the fuck they
just
say.
Just premium TV, and come then, on, Jerry.
And then he's like, well, maybe you guys have found the humor in it, but I haven't, nor do I seek it. And then the clip ends, so
wow.
I'm sure they go on or.
Wow.
But everybody's hating on Chris Rock for it and shit. But, like, it's an 8-year-old clip. And then here's the best part. None of you guys even knew about it.
No.
Like,
no.
That's the thing.
I don't
thing.
Even care about it still. I commented on it. I had my
I'm
opinion.
I'm more and,
boom,
and more, like, learning that there might be this social media outrage, but regular people don't know about it.
We're ever. Regular people.
Well, we also
when I
are
talk
not
about,
on social media.
People
so maybe,
will talk about things at work and, like, nobody will have heard anything about any of the stuff. Like, I said, one of the guys I'm working with said something about Hulk Hogan. I was like, yeah, that guy's racist. And he was like, I'm working with three black dudes. And they're like, what?
You mean I'm a real American?
No,
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, they're like, Hulk Hogan's racist? And I was like, yeah, he said all the N-words about his.
You guys didn't watch that sex tape?
Yeah, you guys. I'm like, it was on a sex. And they were like, no, we never heard anything about this. And I'm just like, regular people don't know your outrage.
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
Yeah,
they
you're right.
Do not know.
I don't think
your
black
outrage.
People cared that much about the Hulk Hogan thing, though.
Yeah.
Think about like.
I think,
well,
think
about
think
our friend
like
Lee Buck. Think about
more.
Him. He his whole
thing
album and his like that's a and he uses the colors like the red and the yellow on some
it's,
of his merch. Like he, I don't think people.
It's the social media outrage. I want him. I think. It's outlandish.
So you're getting sick of people getting mad about things online.
Which is what people have been talking about for 20 years now.
Well,
but
It's definitely more prevalent now than anything, though. And it's more so about taking people's careers away from them.
But, I mean...
Giving people who, like, don't have that power more power, I guess. It kind
of
feels...
Ridiculous. If the jerking off in front of people thing never happened, nobody would care about this clip. Like people
oh,
would,
the Louis C.K. thing?
Like,
yeah.
People would be like,
because
oh.
he's a target. You're
people
right.
People would be like, oh, he's funny.
And Louis C.K. is trying to and get back into the scene.
Exactly.
And so now there's another thing to fucking throw
him
at.
Keep him away.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but there. I would say that like 75% of people out there are fucking weird creeps. Like, people are weird and do weird shit behind closed doors. And He came out and said what he did was wrong. He didn't realize his authority. He didn't have, you know, like he apologized. Didn't he apologize? I'm pretty sure he did.
Well, yeah, you have to.
But he got their permission, though. That's the thing. He never did it, like, randomly.
But he also admitted that he didn't realize that he, like,
he was in
his
a position
high
of power.
Standing, yes, that he held some type of authority over.
Like a teacher type thing.
The girls stopped.
They wouldn't
get booked
on shows if they
felt like they wouldn't get booked.
Yeah, so, like, but he did come out and say, like, I admit, he probably could have done a little bit more to clean up his.
I like
that, but I mean,
Sarah Silverman like took flack because she was like, I let him do it. Sometimes I said no, and sometimes I was like, sure. Sometimes
she said
I
was
like,
really?
Sure, whip
that
it out.
Happened all the time. Like, he would ask her all the time, and it was just like before they were like famous. It was before, you know.
She just watched willing, like.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Slim's like, I think I found a new thing.
New king.
Sarah Silverman, watch me jerk off. I'll get you that shirt next year.
Sexually though, people are into a lot of weird shit. So I don't think that that's like all that weird.
Yeah.
I mean, and I feel like
and almost the
being,
least
his whole career, everything that he's worked so hard for is now just destroyed over that.
Man, how many times have you been with a girlfriend and she's like, I'm tired of sucking your dick, just jerk off?
I'm not gonna lie, none. I don't. I'm not trying to like put you out the pasture. Like, has it happened to you? I take it.
Every time I get drunk and try to have sex,
just jerk off in the corner, like
yourself. Or you're like, or you're coked up or anything of that nature.
Yeah, you just gotta. You know how to get it done.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how this is relevant.
Well, no,
I'm just like people have jerked off in front of.
Other people.
But that's
okay. Okay. No, that's. I mean,
it's almost kind of a regular thing to be like, to jerk off in front of people.
go to work and see if that's. check the regular man perspective on that one.
Would it come in the freezer with me?
Yeah.
Hey,
watch me jerk
just
off.
That happened to be his thing. That was his thing.
But
he didn't even want to have sex
with
those girls.
His was kind of like randos where he would be like, oh, hey, let me jerk off in front of you, and they'd be like,
that's like
whatever.
The least invasive personally, though,
but
out of any,
not,
like,
probably
sexual
really
thing
awkward.
You could ask for, right? It's just like, hey, I want to come, but I need someone to watch me. It's not like, hey, touch it. Just
right,
like, hey,
right.
Can you just, like, sit there?
Where? What happened to
can
this
you make
episode?
Googly eyes at me?
It's Christmas.
Yeah, it is. It's cumness.
We're talking about
cumness.
Yeah.
We're talking about
get the Louis
C.K.
Christmas nuts in.
Jerking off.
You were mad about social media outrage, and that now we're here.
Yeah, basically.
God damn it, Louis C.K., you ruined our show.
Our Christmas episode.
I don't know. I also think that people are in other people's business way too much.
Yeah.
That's probably what it boils down to.
For sure.
Yeah.
I hate America.
I'm pretty sure, like, if you go back, like, 70 episodes, there, like, is an episode that's, like, Sean is America.
I am America.
Yep. I remember I'm America.
Changes by the day.
So, well, I mean, I used to be the human embodiment of America.
But America has changed.
America's changed, yeah. Now I'm like the human embodiment of, like, fucking...
Melancholy.
Yeah, or the Indian Ocean or something.
Yeah. No cigar.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Why does the Flash look like that one pill from that germ movie?
Whoa!
You know
wow,
what I'm talking
what
about?
No, not at all.
Yeah, but
that's, one pill
it had Chris
from that
Rock
germ
in it.
Movie.
What?
Does anybody listening
Chris
know
Rock
why this picture in here of the Flash looks like?
It's that one movie
it starts
where
with an
Louis
O.
Saves.
Yeah,
Osmosis Jones.
Osmosis Jones.
It looks like the pill.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah,
that's funny. Sorry, I just popped in my brain. Had to let it go.
We always talk about the room decor, so you just nailed it.
The
check that off the list.
How's this feng shui?
Yeah, the
most compliment of feng shui.
I miss that sound clip.
I'm sad again. Way to go, Christmas.
That was a good, very
how melancholy.
How melancholy of the day. No cigar.
Hey,
are you playing no cigar when we go to break?
What game we're gonna play when we come back from break?
Yeah, let's do it. Tell
shit,
me about the game, and then we'll go to break.
She's getting the game now. It's new. Tony got it.
Uh-oh.
For us for Christmas.
I can see a word on it.
I don't like that word.
Go,
I saw
go,
you.
Go, go, go,
yeah,
go, go,
I don't know if I'm excited.
What?
What's
that?
That
smell.
Oh, God.
America's new hit game. A nose to grows.
Scratch and sniff. Take a test.
It's a scratch and sniff
game.
So
do you only have a limited number of games?
What do you mean?
Before you get a new whole game set?
Oh, yeah, for the smells?
Yeah.
All gone.
Wood.
No, I'm not sure how it works. We haven't even opened it yet. But I really feel like they missed the ball or dropped the ball when they didn't call it What the Smell.
What, it's bad things? Because of what the
hell?
Are there good things mixed in? Is it only bad things?
I don't know, man. Would you rather eat them or smell them? Because remember when we did the jelly bean?
Bamboozled.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I seen that.
This guy looks like he walked in a public restroom after someone else.
Right next to the fucking, is that the Avengers? I don't even know what the fuck that is. Is that, it's Iron Man, Daredevil, fucking.
Oh, I don't think that's a team.
Oh, it's just four dudes?
Yeah.
Okay, so that.
By that's that, a team somewhere, Sean.
That's a squad.
They're a team. They're a team. They just
by
don't
that
have a name
four
yet.
Dudes picture was Bamboozled, like, right underneath it.
Oh, really?
I don't smell anything but
dang. Well.
Well, that's, good job. You guessed it.
That's what I thought it was, too.
Scratch and sniff.
Yeah.
I guess it smells like burnt.
Burnt?
I thought
like burnt
it smelled
paper.
Like gross cheese.
Yeah.
Just don't forget, you have the dynamic mic, and if you talk and you're holding the box, we can't hear you.
Popcorn. Okay.
Popcorn.
Well, it's a mystery, so I don't
it's
think
really
there's an answer.
Yeah.
Feet,
oh, is it?
Yeah,
it smells like dog feet.
Oh, it does. Yeah, it smells like popcorn, though.
Yeah, Fritos, popcorn, what? Something.
So there's like right or wrong answers for this?
I like Fritos.
Yeah,
probably.
I'm going to be really bad at this.
Nah,
you smell blind?
Nose. Yeah, I'm smell blind.
You need a good scratcher.
My
would
nose
you like
is
to,
stuck.
Oh, no, you don't got to do that.
I'll try.
I got blow my nose before we start.
Let's get cleared up.
We also have the
I might be slim.
Anyone got some nasal spray?
Yeah, if you guys want to play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire,
I actually am feeling optimistic
now. We can as well.
I got Steve-O's nostrils.
What?
I'm ready to smell things.
Yeah, no, we're going to do that.
Yeah, no, we're not playing Millionaire. All right. Don't bitch out.
I'm not. God. Christmas is ruined.
Oh, you want me to win again?
Christmas time.
My family left me.
My arms are tired.
Oh my gosh.
I'll get you the regular microphone.
No, my arms are fine.
We can take an early break.
A bell every time he says his arms are tired.
We're about to take a break right now.
Can you play that?
Ew, this box smells like I just. Ew.
What's a lot of smells?
Yeah, BO. Bad.
Oh man, that one got scratched already. Good.
Oh god. It's
all
like
the
death.
Bad smells at once.
Ew, there's like a bunch of baggies in here.
It's like when you eat all the bad Harry Potter
bark
jelly
bags.
Beans at once.
Ew. This smells so bad.
Alright, let's take a break. We'll play What's That Smell?
Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, knock it through your neighborhood. Gonna read, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rap about to happen like a knee. You were slapping or I thought you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suited dude with a friendly attitude and a slave full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kinda weird. And if you ever see him, he can give you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a new band I just found called Leonard Skynyrd.
Oh, are they good?
You never heard of Leonard?
What's happening up there?
Skynyrd?
No, what's that about? Who are they about? Who's
I'm
he?
I'm just leaving.
I'm just leaving.
But I am checking on the dogs.
Okay, check on the dogs. So I never heard of Leonard Skynyrd before.
We just found out what that song was about. That's why Sean's saying this so wrong.
Right.
You
never
in.
Well,
heard
it kind
of
ruins it that Josie just left. She was getting so
the,
like,
the one that would correct.
That,
she's like, I'll be right back.
Yeah, she was getting
bit.
So mad that you didn't know anything about Leonard Skynyrd at all.
I had never heard of Leonard Skynyrd.
They're neat.
You this know, is their essential song, though. It says on
Ooh That Hell
Spotify.
It's their essential song. This is like their big number one hit.
Leonard Skynyrd.
In Sweet Home, Arkansas.
A legendary band from Little Rock.
Don't like hey.
Yeah.
I love Little Rock.
I heard
they're from the north, right?
I heard they
yes.
have
Canada.
Maine. Yeah, Canada.
Maine.
So did you ever hear about the great hip hop beef of Leonard Skynyrd and Neil Patrick Harris.
I was really hoping you were going to say DeGrasse Tyson, but either way,
I
yes, I have.
Old. I don't know.
They said, Neil Patrick Harris, a Southern man, don't need you around.
I did say that. This is quotes.
Liney Art, Scotty Yard were not fans of Doogie Howser.
No. No, no, they weren't. That show. They hated those kid doctors. He's not old enough, they say.
Ooh, that was a crisp bell.
Yeah, this bell's got a weird sound.
It works.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you.
I'm wearing headphones.
Do not look at
your card. No, no, I'm not looking at my card yet. So we're going to play a game called What's That Smell? That's why we're listening to Liney Yard and Scotty Yard.
Oh, that makes so much sense. I didn't understand.
Oh, yeah, because you can't hear it. I can hear it, though.
Yeah, this it's production rocking. Over here is not the same.
Okay, so what you guys are going to... We'll we're get playing there. What's That Smell?
We'll
get there.
Okay, yeah, like that? I'll turn it on the music. Go ahead, give us the intro.
Oh, I just did.
Again, rolled again.
Oh, what's that smell?
Smell.
What is it?
I don't know.
Oh,
what's
nice.
What's that smell?
I don't know. What is it?
You guys can't hear, but both times I hit that perfect where she's like, smell, when I cranked the music. They were like, smell, like it was hitting perfect.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. The listener heard it.
Okay. So,
edit that post.
Open this panel to reveal smell zone.
Just
lift it up the top. Just the
top.
Okay,
so
like
we're
this.
All doing our first one right
in
now.
Your number thing.
Including Slim.
Slim
the top.
Is on his phone all the goddamn time.
Can we,
you know what?
Don't open the second one, just the first
can
one.
Can we
just
change
the top
your name
one, just
to
like this.
Slim
post about the game.
Slim L.
Don't cheat.
Slim L.
Don't open it.
I won't. All right.
Put it in your number thingy. All
right, hold on.
Wait. For what?
Like this, just like this.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because we're going to pass them to people next to
we're
us.
We're all attaching our
smell
cards.
Yeah, because I have number one.
I smell something already.
So everyone, on your first smell number on your card, see where it says smell number?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and write your number in there, because that's the first one we're doing. I'm doing 3. That's my number.
Okay.
I'm number 2.
All right. Number 2.
All right, now, everyone, let's
wait,
go ahead.
You're number 1,
I'm
Sean.
No. I'm number 1. I bet.
Yeah, he's no, yeah, goat over here.
Okay, take your thing and...
And everyone, all right, everyone, get ready to hear smelling on a podcast.
I'm so bad at this, I have no idea.
Yeah, this is
very, very hard game. Slim's drawing a picture. Oh, no, he's scratching.
Mine seems so easy, but I can't figure it out.
I know I've smelled the smell. Ooh, that smell.
I have.
So, Josie's a super smeller, by the way.
Oh, so yeah,
now,
I forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now do we talk about what we smelled or do we wait?
Yeah.
No, let's wait. Maybe we should, I don't know.
No, we shouldn't. Yeah, you're right, because we're going to pass the cards.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, we shouldn't. We should just, real quick, we should like.
This is actually making my stomach hurt, actually.
Oh, what a good game. All right, so then now we should all pass our cards to the right and then write down that number.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
To the right.
No,
yeah.
to your right.
To your right.
To his left.
I just said to your right.
Yeah,
he said to your right.
All right.
My pen died. I'm changing my answer. I'm doing it before just so everyone knows. I didn't cheat.
All right. There you go. And now write down the card number.
Now
I'm writing 3.
This
number 2. Wait, should we not do this then? Should we talk about it?
We should have done one at a time, probably.
Okay, time out. Let's start over. We only did one.
What's up?
We only did one. Let's start over.
Yeah.
Want to do that?
Well,
we can cut this all out too.
We'll
just scrap this whole episode. No. Merry Christmas, there, boom. Let's have a good day.
To
yeah,
where
let's just
we
cut
come
this
in
out.
After we smelled them all.
Exactly.
No, all right. Let's just keep going.
Okay.
I'm smelling number 4 right now.
I have number 2. Ooh, this one's nice. I like this one.
Mine is too a little bit.
Ooh,
so is mine,
yeah. I feel like I want to take a bath in this. Mm.
Mine too.
I have
think.
No idea what the hell this is.
Mine damn it! I'm writing in the wrong line. Uh-oh. I have number four right now. One, two, three.
You guys ever see that movie? I'm number four. Thank you, Sean. I wonder if everything can be blooming fresh.
Yeah, I wonder if everything's good. Smells good because I kind of liked all of my smells so far. And the first in the test run was pineapple. So
my pen keeps dying.
Yeah.
Well, stop having
to. I'm not looking at your sheet either, but I keep marking the wrong thing on my
Stop
mine
looking
too.
At his sheets.
Yeah. Three sheets of the wind.
He leaves those in the toilet too. For himself.
I don't get this one at all.
Is this mine? You guys already passed?
Yeah, we just passed.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, God, I dropped a card.
All right.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
You better not have saw
I'm on number five
round.
Now.
Merry Christmas. I have number three.
Merry Christmas.
Number four.
Oh, that's awful.
I don't know, man.
Oh, Jesus. These are... I don't know what smell.
So far, I've only marked one category. Here you go.
What the fuck?
Everything smells like old people in soap.
That's your pen? Thanks.
I don't know what that was.
What do you mean?
Smell. The smell I smelled.
Ooh, that smell? Are we passing them already?
Yeah, I guess so, right? Are we passing already?
I don't know. Before they were passing so
fast. I know. I'm just like rushing.
Wait, why do I have five? Because
I just gave you five. We're not in any specific order, babe.
Oh, okay.
There's number three to you.
Yeah, you're right.
This one smells terrible.
That was the one I started with.
Ew! This one's really bad. How did you guys smell this? Slim's just scratching the shit off of these cards.
This is what, number two?
I have no fucking clue what this is. It's kind of giving me a headache.
Yeah, this is weird. Oddly entertaining.
Ew, this smells so bad. Yeah,
I didn't like that one.
I don't even know. I can't even guess. What? I'm just not even going to guess because it smells that bad.
Are we supposed to write down our second guesses or no? Because aren't second guesses points too?
No.
No, that's it. No, it's your favorite memory. Man, I'm getting lightheaded.
No, it's like playing Family Feud. Is that the name of the game?
You get one answer. Because I thought about doing that too, but...
Next.
Okay.
So this is the last card for everybody.
Yep.
Yeah, oh, this number five. There's only five.
Wow.
That was the one I started with.
That sucks.
I didn't think it was that bad. Maybe you guys have got it scratched out more than I had.
Sean's like, I could live with that.
All right, I think I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, and we'll just go over. How about this? We will just all open up the card
that we
have
right
in our
now.
Hands,
right.
And we'll go over it, and we'll talk about what we wrote.
God,
down. How
I don't know
that?
This one.
That sounds good.
Not yet. All right.
Yeah, wait till everyone's done.
We'll
pens
go clockwise
down.
Again.
I haven't
so
scratched
open,
it yet.
Sure, first.
And then
last.
We'll say, okay, what did you guys think about number three or like something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Fuck, I can't figure this one out.
Oh my gosh, you guys. My sinuses hurt from sniffing so much. I'm not, like, it hurts up in
Sounds
here.
Like a personal problem, dude. Oh. On Christmas? Come on.
I'm going to light a cigarette, try
like
to air this room
it's
out.
It's Jesus' day.
It's Christmas. Oh, hold up. So, let's pass one more time so we have our original cards.
Oh, you want to do that way?
Okay, yeah. Sure.
That's cool.
Sean really likes
okay.
that one. He has.
Yeah, he's like, I need to be near this.
Numero
really
uno.
It's throw up gym socks. Who knew?
I want to change my answer for this one.
Let's just go with Sean. Let's just let Sean go first since he had card one.
Damn it, I want to change my answer.
You can't change.
So I didn't smell it hard enough the first time.
Well, now you've smelled other things.
I didn't smell it hard enough the first time.
Exactly.
But, so I'll if I'm wrong, I'll let you know. At least. All right.
How about this?
Choices.
How about this? Tell us what you would have guessed. Now.
What did I change it to? Yeah. Matches.
Matches. And what would you write?
Sulfur is what you're looking for.
Yeah, sulfur.
So Sean had one.
Hold on. Let me see what my.
Yeah.
Let me see what
we
it
all
actually
say
is.
What we thought before.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wrote down actually fire.
Fire.
You don't have fire.
And I have a thunder.
I wrote down fire.
That's what I meant. Matches.
For some reason, Sean has a bone through his nose.
I wrote down my own name, Sean.
Oh, not, yeah.
Because he spits hot fire.
You should have seen on the wrapping paper on my presents. I kept like yelling, best rapper alive.
Yeah, I was like, dude, you're a good rapper and a rapper.
I heard that conversation because I was playing Destiny with Bob.
Were you rapping while you were rapping?
Yeah. I wrapped some nice presents there. So, okay, so
I know I saw mine.
I guessed fire, Slim. What did you guess?
What
mine
was your smell category that you put it under?
Smoke factor.
Oh, okay.
Mine was gunpowder and also smoke factor.
Ooh, okay. Wow. I feel like I'm real wrong. I said feet, and I put it under just plain stinky.
Okay.
I wrote dirty sock, and I wrote just plain stinky.
I wrote gym. I wrote socks in quotations, gym.
It's weird that me and him smelled
just plain stinky.
Fire, and you guys
smelled socks.
So, what is it, Sean?
Bad breath.
And then what were the other two?
For 3 points would be body odor. Dang. Garlic. So the garlic's probably what I'm smelling with the sulfur.
And body odor.
What?
But the category is
just plain stinky.
Just plain stinky is the category.
We get 1 point, guys.
Yeah, you guys
I'm
got
just gonna
the.
Write it in this
dude, that
spot
smells like a lit sparkler to me.
You guys got the just plain stinky.
We got
stinky.
1 point.
That literally smells like a lit sparkler.
Who has two? Bob.
No, I got
no. Be Slim's next.
No.
We're going to number two.
Yeah, let's just go in order of
number two. Okay, so number two, I have written down deodorant.
Nice.
And I have it under Bloomin' Fresh. But I would have changed my answer to roses if I could have
I
a second
that
answer.
One out, just so you know, that one crossed out. Okay. That's my answer.
He didn't even smell it again.
Roses.
So what did you have for two?
I had soap and under Bloomin' Fresh.
I had the same thing.
This is number two
for number
two. I said baby powder under all things chemical.
What'd you have?
Okay. I had potpourri under Bloomin' Fresh.
All right, let's see. What do we got, Bob?
I probably spelled potpourri way
I hear
wrong.
You about the
cologne.
Nose thing.
Oh, dang.
Dang.
I was close to potpourri.
I think I was pretty close with deodorant.
That is close.
That's
like,
true.
No cigar. Wait, what are the second?
Yeah,
ones?
That's,
no cigar. That's
melancholy,
the other
dude.
Two things are...
That's melancholy.
The other two answers are detergent or soap.
Dang.
Oh,
yes.
Hell yeah.
Damn it.
Yes.
So detergent or soap get you 3 points.
No, soap gets you 3 points.
Cologne gets you 5.
Oh, wait,
soap
damn.
Gets you 3.
Soap okay. gets you 3 points.
And it was all things chemical, so
oh,
I get one
fuck.
More. I get a point for that.
All right, three will do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take 3.
Can I have another new pen?
Another new pen? How many new pens do you need, Bob?
No cigar,
well, this
Bob.
Pen,
try
it's like
pencil.
This pen works great, but it keeps going
got
in.
A pencil and two pens true. Now.
The damn. Pencil works great.
So who's got number 3?
I do.
Uh-oh.
All right. For number 3, mm-hmm. I originally wrote taco seasoning, and then I crossed it out, and okay. I wrote cumin uh-huh. or whatever
holy
that
shit.
Is. Okay. And I wrote spice it up.
Salt, pepper, and cumin.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mine was garlic under Spice It Up.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
My,
that's good.
I put
I
down
feel like we should
pepper.
Go around in a circle when we reveal our answers.
Yeah, Slim just jumped.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
So now I'm jumping after Slim, but you can go ahead, Bob, if you
I'm
want.
Number one, remember?
Get it back around to the right.
Okay, well, I'll go. I said root beer.
Uh-huh. Root
another
beer?
Sweet stuff. I don't know.
I
said
right
I told you. I told you I have a bad nose. I've been drinking root beer all day.
For number 3, I put pepper and spice it up.
I put Dial soap under Blooming Fresh.
Wow, 3, specific.
Very, yeah. Brand name. Right,
brand
see.
Name.
Let's
you get
see.
It at the Dollar Tree.
Yeah, but you guys fucking wrote like taco seasoning and shit.
Was that a shout
chili,
out?
Chili, bitches.
Chili.
And Mexican food or cumin.
Really?
Yes.
Wait,
it's
there's
under.
3
spice
every time?
It up. Okay,
so
chili is the top answer.
What's the one you actually wrote?
I wrote cumin.
Taco seasoning.
Yes, cumin.
Cumin.
Of all things.
Cumin. See, look.
So then you got the 1 point.
I told you, super smeller.
I got 3 points.
Wild.
3 points.
And plus 1. I got 4.
It's not quite rosemary,
so
but it's
it
not
was
quite.
Spice it up, though.
It is spice it up.
So I did get 1
yes,
point.
Yes, you did.
I had that's Bloomin' zero. Fresh on that one. Looks like I should start washing my clothes with cumin. Because I love it.
Nice.
Babe, what'd you put in this pasta? This is great.
Yeah, we're trying to use
I keep calling 4. It cumin.
Cumin.
That's how it's spelled. All right. So I had number 4. And let's see what
don't
it was.
Don't read it yet.
Oh, okay, my bad.
What did you say?
Yeah,
I wrote laundry detergent.
Again,
you're saying
Bloomin' Fresh. That's why I said, I was like, "How are you guys marking other categories? I'm not."
Did you just wash that jacket? Because yeah, everything smells like laundry.
Yeah, I guess so. my clothes are such trash, and I'm just like, no, this
I
is
told
good.
Him, I did actually recently have to tell him, I'm like, you should try and wash some Pizza Hut clothes on hot water. They might smell better.
This is the only one I think I might have got. But
okay,
who's next?
Sean. What, wait, which way? Are we going this
I
way?
I don't know which way.
Yeah, go Sean.
Okay, for number four, I wrote celery. Uh-huh. And whoa. I also put it under spice it up because I wasn't sure.
All right. So I wrote cinnamon and
celery
I put it under
spice?
Spice it up.
It is to me now.
Yeah, celery and cinnamon.
They literally give they give celery rice. For buffalo wings to cool you down.
To spice it up a little bit.
You're like, hey, can you spice it up with some celery? Excuse me. Waitress,
can I get some blue cheese?
Hey, I had to take a chance because it smelled kind of spicy, so I took a chance to get 1 point, all right? Leave me alone.
I need five wings. Make it spicy. Bring celery.
Celery. Hey, I'm trying to sweat.
All right, I get it.
Is this a challenge?
Oh, my God. I had the same as Paul. Laundry detergent and Bloomin' Fresh.
Nice.
We're on number four.
Yeah. Yep.
I just wrote soap and put it under all things chemical.
Wow.
All right, guys. So the answer was cut grass.
Oh, I was the closest, motherfuckers. How you like
no
that?
Way.
What the fuck?
With celery? Yes,
yeah, right. There's fresh lawn, I'm pretty sure, is a detergent.
Celery is pretty close to the
You don't think fresh lawn is a detergent?
It's green
no, I don't
and it
think
grows
so.
In the ground.
My detergent is fresh lawn scented.
Yeah, fresh cut grass. You guys don't have that?
I hate that. It makes me sneeze.
Or lemon flowers.
Damn.
But
what is Bloomin' Fresh, son.
Bloomin' Fresh.
Yeah, points on the board.
So I got nothing on that either.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm up to five.
Now number five. Was
all right,
all right, so I thought this one was the hardest one of all.
I thought it was pretty tough, too.
I had coconut under Tutti Frutti.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Okay, which way are we going?
Sean.
I put lemon under Bloomin' Fresh.
I put banana bread.
Ooh.
Circle K banana bread.
Under what?
Tutti Frutti.
Yo, those are fire, though.
I wrote strawberry under Tutti Frutti.
I wrote root beer.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yeah. Two
root beers. Damn, this is a popular card.
But you put this one under chemicals?
No, under sweet stuff.
Uh-huh. Sweet stuff.
All right, let's see. Sunscreen. Coconut
so
was
coconut,
number
wait, banana boat coconut. Is sunscreen. Do I get a half point?
No.
Damn.
Coconut and vanilla was 3 points.
Nice.
And it was under all things chemical.
Oh, man, there's vanilla extract in root beer.
I didn't get that either.
Well, I for sure lost this one.
I only had...
Wait, what was the category?
All things chemical.
I had 8 wow. points.
Damn, girl.
I got 2 points.
As did I.
I had
I
1
had,
point.
I had 8 also.
So what,
oh,
we
got a tie!
Oh, shit.
Oh, smell off.
Oh, shit. Two bells to smell off.
Smell off. In the case of a tie. All right, we're going
to
do a rapid smell off.
You
have to
smell each other's assholes.
Hey, drop you em. Said you but guys both got 2 points, too?
You've been drinking a lot of dairy.
I say smell off.
Yeah, I guess what they last ate.
You want to
I say smell off for third and fourth place, too, yeah. Because okay. I lost. I got 1 point, so
I'm
in the bottom.
I'm out.
All
right. You guys will smell off for first and second. They'll smell off for... It's
third
a playoff.
Oh, yeah, okay, right, right.
Oh, bracket, right. Okay.
Okay,
who's the... Who's dead right. last?
It's we'll
December Madness.
Let's throw it to Kirk Herbstreit real quick for the... Run.
All right,
I love December Madness.
Here's your card. Give me your old cards, please.
All right, here's the old card.
Wait, don't we use the big ones for
this one? No, that's if there is the loser of these. The loser of this has to smell that.
Oh.
Yeah, so,
so
good
Sean
call,
does.
Sean.
Nice steak.
What?
Yeah,
I got to smell one.
He's
yeah,
the last
you
place.
Do, Sean. Yeah, here you go.
What am I smelling?
Let's see here. I don't want to look at it.
She's picking like hot vomit or some
oh.
shit.
Oh.
They're the worst. I opened them.
Right. They're bad. Yeah, you did. All right. I will scratch it for you. You'll just smell
okay.
it.
Got it.
This is your punishment.
All right, who's going? Well,
for
Bob and I should
loser.
Go first.
Hold up.
Bob and I should go first for a smell off. First. And then...
No,
oh.
yeah, I go first because I'm the dead-ass loser.
Dead
this
ass.
Is really bad.
So I smell dead-ass.
You still got to smell... You still got to tell us what you think
here
it is.
Here you go.
Okay.
Just go ahead. Go ahead, man.
Where's it at?
Other side.
Oh.
Don't look at... Okay, oh, well, go ahead. Bad. No, you smell that. Smell it. Flip it over and smell it. Flip it over.
Dog
function. No, you gotta flip that.
wait, hold on.
Diaper blowout.
You had that's the sign that stinks, Sean.
Diaper blowout.
What's up? Yeah,
that, the side that says diaper. Oh, I scratched the wrong side.
No,
damn.
You scratched the right side.
No, I didn't. I scratched the diaper.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
It still smells like shit.
He did say dog shit. He was close.
That's close.
In fact, it was baby shit.
Let me smell.
It smells like shit.
I just gotta know.
Like, I might puke.
I just gotta know.
I can smell it already. Yeah, that's rough.
Baby powder.
It smells like
baby powder.
Don't smell like baby powder. It smells like shit.
Yeah, it smells like pee smells that's like been sitting in a diaper for 8 hours.
You guys are all smelling different things.
Ew,
that smells like shit. It smells like pee. Jankum. Who's getting high?
I would have guessed Jankum.
Whole thing is chemical. All
right. So.
All right. So
was
you,
that the number two or number three response?
Oh, dang.
Sean, that was your punishment for losing. That we all got punished. So why did we all smell it?
I didn't.
I just want
to
know.
I did. I can
just
smell it.
Everybody wanted to know what baby shit smelled like.
All right. But wait. So whoever guessed first?
Do the same thing. Yeah, okay.
It's on my hands. I smell it on my fingers.
All right, who has a timer? Split. Give me a timer. Pull me a timer up. They get 15 seconds.
Wait.
Did we write it down? Yeah, what's happening? Did we write it down?
This is confusing.
I'm confused.
We're on a smell off.
This is all it says. Listen to this.
You smell it, then you smell it.
In case of a tie, players can do a rapid smell-off round. Pick a random mystery whiff card and card holder. Select the smell-off mode. Oh, timeout. I'll take your card back. You just get 15 seconds, and then you get 15 seconds.
Oh, okay. On one card? Okay.
Yeah. So here, we'll start with that one. We'll let Bob start.
All right,
I thought
fine.
It had to be one of the shit cards.
No, that's the loser. The loser.
You only get
gets
the shit cards.
Yeah, number one asshole.
Well, the loser this can get a shit
you
card.
Do you need another scorecard, or do you guys?
Probably
or do we?
You can do it on the last.
I got one left. I got one left.
Wrap it off. Why don't we just? And it's one card. We don't need a scorecard, do we?
Not necessarily. No. You're right.
I'll just keep in my head what I think it is.
Give us
I'll write mine down, and you'll go first, just so I can't change mine.
We do have one space at the bottom.
Yeah, we should just write it down, just so we can't change
it. All right, yeah.
Or
right.
Just take another thing.
No, it's good.
Well,
we got one space.
We got one extra.
So yeah, we
got six spaces.
Why waste a good scorecard?
We got 15 seconds.
Ready?
Kill some trees. And
three, two, one, go.
Oh, Bob is off to the smell races. And
keep sniffing, Bob.
It's root beer.
Yeah, root beer. Tutti Frutti. You had root beer again? And for the third time.
All right.
Is that 15?
Yep.
All right.
Let me know when it's time for Paul's 15 to start.
I don't need the card holder.
Okay. Should you ready?
Three, two, one, sniff. This is intense.
Oh, man.
He is inhaling the shit.
I know.
The problem is it smells like skunk, kind of.
They all... Well, I wonder if it's harder to smell because they sit in the box next to each other. All right.
Is that 15?
Yep.
All right, Bob.
All right.
I said baby powder.
Dang, I wrote...
Under all things chemical.
I wrote weed under smoke factor.
You realize, though, that
I probably just smelled
not
weed.
This one smells a little clean. It is baby powder!
Dang! Okay.
Dang.
Second to last.
I also guessed that for the one I had earlier, too.
Yes, you did.
Second to last, you gotta smell some ass.
I got it.
Yeah, I feel like you should get a loser card.
All right, I get one.
Hell yeah. And then the loser between you two get one, too.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah, I mean,
that's actually kind of good. Yeah, then we all get to smell shit. All
right.
First and third place don't have to
smell.
You're
going to let me smell that.
I'm opening it for you. Here,
first and third.
Sorry, me.
Just the way it worked in the playoffs, bro.
All right. What do you got? Oh, yeah, you got to smell it first. Oh, this is
stop
terrible.
Furiously scratching it.
Ew.
Oh, it's got to be dirty socks.
Ew.
Boom.
Ew. Extra
old toad cheese.
Yeah, you want to give it a go?
No, I'm all right.
I don't know.
Sean's
my fingers already smell
of
like fucking baby.
Of course I want to smell
it. I have enough of that going on.
Yeah, that's like...
This is accurate. How do they do it?
Yeah, that's pretty
Not
impressive.
That I know,
science.
Like, yeah, that's why it smells like
my fingers smell like baby shit. Like, it's so bad. Every time I put my hand in my mouth, like
I keep licking my fingers. I don't know why.
Baby right, shit
Bob,
ass.
Will you,
you gotta change your rap name. Yo, it was baby shits.
Aaron, I'll do the 15 seconds right, this cool. time since Slim's playing. Hold on 1 second.
Ew, it does stick to your fingers. That's fucking gross.
It does.
Gross.
Yeah, it does. It sucks.
Ew. Well, this, I smell the, my the, right the powder, hand smells the like powder. Soapy. Well, the left hand smells stinky.
We'll all line up to wash our hands when we get done here. Well, your hands smell like root beer, I'm sure.
Bob just smells like root beer.
Stopwatch.
Bob is root beer.
Or 15 second counter, whatever the fuck I need to do. I don't know. Okay, hold up. All right, you guys ready? Who's going first? Who's got the card? All right, in 3, 2, 1, smell.
Scratches them a lot.
Yeah, he's really
Three,
getting in there.
3, 2, 1.
Must smell good.
Card down.
Card is down. Slim is writing. You want to pass that over to Josie, Bob? Thank you, sir.
This is
all right,
very
for the championship. For the championship.
This is championship fucking material.
All right, I guess you don't need the whole thing.
I guess not. That is a little pain in the... Why'd they make them so small?
Yeah, they are weird.
All right, Josie, you ready?
I'm ready.
Super smeller.
3, 2, 1.
American.
Smell.
I hope I win after you say I'm super smelling.
Yeah, you better. Wow, she like closes her eyes.
She put the whole thing in her nose.
Seconds,
yeah. 3.
The card's gone.
2, 1. Card down.
I don't know, man.
I like how there is a noise to tell you. It's like 2 seconds after Sean's like, and card down.
No,
judges.
I was for it.
Oh, shit.
It was just because it was like playing audio. It fucked up. But right. It stopped at the right time.
So I had laundry detergent again under all things chemical.
I wrote soap under Bloomin' Fresh.
Uh-oh. What is it?
I think
it was dryer sheets when I smelled
it.
Survey says
detergent.
Yes!
Detergent.
Oh!
Damn.
Slim beats the super smeller.
Oh, yes! No!
And now the super smeller has to smell some shit.
Slim won a game.
Slim won a game.
He won Who Wants to Be a Millionaire last time, too.
Right.
So
yeah,
I'm on
he's,
a roll.
He's good. He's
I
good.
Don't want to smell this. Oh man, I'm excited actually. Give
what?
It to me. Give it to me.
Who'd be excited for this?
Like, I don't know. A super sniffer.
Yeah, you gotta
sniff
get a,
anything.
You gotta get
a plague.
Dirty card. You're
there,
a dirty
I'm getting
card.
It. I'm getting it. Hey, we have more cards. We can play again.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
That's for you.
Can't you smell that smell?
Ooh,
that
smell.
Ooh.
Oh, yikes.
Ooh. Wow. Why'd you press your lips to it? They've just been saying that like it sticks to everything, and you literally kissed it.
I didn't mean to.
Oh.
That was for you.
She's going in for another whiff.
She's like, where's
the mistletoe?
You're
doing it again.
I can't smell anything.
Maybe it doesn't smell. Maybe you're lucky.
Oh, it's hot chunky vomit.
Damn. I thought it would be a good one.
That.
Yep.
There
I
it is.
Smelled it after a second, yeah. No. Yeah. No.
You worked in hospitals
no,
your whole
yeah.
life.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
You're used to
you
hot
want to try this out?
Vomit.
If you
no,
hot
okay.
vomit. No.
Sean, I'm okay.
I'm okay.
It's all not right. that bad.
Well, the only one that was
winner.
Left was
yeah.
with
chicken
shame,
dinner.
Smothered in BO. I bet that
so,
was good.
Oh, God.
That
why are you cracking
good?
That open? The punishments.
Go ahead, smell it.
I already have a killer headache after sniffing so much. That one doesn't smell like BO.
You
didn't
even scratch it.
I don't need to.
Ow.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was our special Christmas extravaganza game.
What the smell?
What the smell?
That should have been the name.
That's what he said.
That's what
he
said.
Well,
that
is.
No, it's
what's
that
smell. What's that smell? Oh,
okay. Yeah, not what the smell.
Yeah, like what the hell?
Slim. Always late to the party.
That shit, yeah, it did give me like a headache. Yeah,
yeah
from sniffing
this is
so
a good
hard.
Christmas. We all go home with headaches,
very
melancholy.
Melancholy.
And we all sniff shit.
There's mini meatballs upstairs and Cheetos and.
Oh, God.
Hell yeah.
We
snacks?
Should probably get to all that.
Yeah, we could do that.
What do I win?
Yeah, what
oh!
do you-
Your tree.
Oh shit!
I won
yeah.
the whole tree.
No.
Weren't we? All,
okay,
we were all
yeah,
supposed to win. We were supposed
well, you
don't to
get
win.
The tree, but you get all the tickets.
We were
yes.
We were all supposed to win different gifts. So
Before.
Slim gets the best gift.
Slim
Bobby
Whoa.
Gets the medium
and
gift, and
$2 ticket.
I get the worst
what?
Gift.
You're right. You're right.
I was not expecting all this.
Damn, you got all kinds of gifts. I thought.
Holy shit. Thank you.
Even losers win, Sean.
Even losers win here.
Here's your green ribbon. Ooh, I got one too.
Only with us.
Caramel apple covered in pretzels. Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Damn. Pretzel that's, covered
that's fresh too,
apple.
Obviously, because it's hell in a plastic yeah. bag.
Right.
Ooh,
made one day
this
ago.
This is.
You gotta just open it and smell it.
Yeah,
and see if
this,
you can guess.
I'm not even gonna lie. I just wanna get rid of it.
And honestly, you should have just given this to Sean, I think.
Cracker.
He probably would have liked it more.
I know, actually, yeah. He
it's
might,
Carlos
Baergas. No.
Omar Vizquez.
Omar Vizquez.
Vizquez. Oh, my God.
Of the Cleveland Indians.
It's
Omar Vizquez.
You guys like Japanese Spanish? Here he is.
Yeah, you might. You can just, if Sean wants it, he can have it.
Do you,
I have
do you know him?
Omar Vizquez, yeah. I mean.
Do you know him? Yeah, we go back.
I taught him how to pitch.
Yeah, when I have a catch, Dad.
He's a shortstop, but okay.
Even Bob knows that. Oh, it's amazing.
Well, yeah,
Bob
that's
knows
the
every.
Team
yeah, that's
Indians back
that's
in the 95
90s. Indians.
Yeah, 95.
Is that
yeah.
going to replace what's his name on your table?
Ron Simmons.
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay.
Oh. Well, we'll take it back.
It'll go.
Merry Christmas, Sean.
It'll replace a.
Yeah. Here's something of value.
It will not
no
replace
gift.
Anything. It'll be its own
thing,
featured good. Location. Yeah.
I like that. Hopefully, in Chris Clem's coffee
yeah.
corner.
Maybe I'm mounted on the wall.
That was worth the headache. Oh.
Yeah, man. Now you got something.
Yeah,
sweet.
And you got
right.
a fucking shit ton of lottery tickets now.
Oh yeah.
Let me see if I win. Oh yeah.
Win.
Let me
ready
see what number
win.
I got. Okay, so I got the number right before my loser.
Oh, sick. Uh-oh. I got a tree. That's a good sign.
That is a good sign. No way. Did you get matching two of anything else?
One.
Oh, you won a dollar.
Yes.
Wait, no, wait. Time out.
You won $5,000. Merry Christmas. It's
$1.
Yeah, that one's a
that's
loser.
That's still sick.
All right, yeah. Sean lost. Bob got a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bob got a dollar. Bob got a dollar.
Bob got a dollar.
I got a
hey,
fire.
Hey, hey, hey.
I bought
fire.
Other tickets.
Oh,
I bought
symbols.
Some cash words, and I couldn't. They were
loser.
Gifts for other people. Sorry, Sean. But they were gifts for other people, and they didn't last more than an hour. I scratched them.
Well,
I couldn't help it.
You scratch all the other people's gifts.
Are you a
gifts?
Gambler, Josie?
Yeah. No, I'm not, but the cash words, like, it's OCD. It's
I
like,
did.
I
got
scratch.
I got you
puzzle,
hooked on those.
Yeah,
cross
yeah,
puzzle, yeah,
yeah.
Those are fun.
I got you hooked on those, like, 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I lost as
I
well.
That's you, why I don't buy them.
You never bought lottery tickets before. Then like,
I don't buy them now.
I would just show up randomly, like, here's a cash word.
Yeah, I
I've lost on every one of those. I never even come close.
Won some money.
Bob's being really quiet. Did you win a lot of money?
No.
If you
I
did,
was trying
to
read
me.
What the symbols were. The one says T-Bear, and they spell uh-huh. Nutcracker
it's
really
in a
weird. T-Bear.
Omar
Teddy bear.
Vizquez.
The name of the episode?
It spells it perfectly.
Vizquel.
Yeah.
Vizquez.
I don't know why I added a Z.
Omar Vizquez.
Omar Vizquel. So you guys got presents. Josie got a Family Feud game.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to play that in a few weeks, probably.
And I got four guys.
You got an Avengers
four guys.
Are they on a team or something?
Who's in the event? I thought the Avengers was like Captain America, Thor.
Yeah, you're right on this.
Iron Man.
Yep.
Daredevil.
Daredevil's
Spider-Man.
The Defenders. He's probably been a part of the Avengers at some point. Spider-Man
the
has.
The Defenders?
Yeah.
That's another one?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
it said
Netflix released a whole series about it.
It said Marvel right on it, so I was like, this
"No,
is
those
the
are
Avengers.
All Marvel characters." You're right on that.
Okay,
that'd be awesome. Batman's there. You're like, I don't know. I'm like, this has to be worth a lot of money because someone's getting sued as
he's
fuck.
A Avenger.
Yeah, he's avenging his parents' death.
yeah, so it was a joyous Christmas.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
all the smells.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah, we should end the episode and get drunk and eat Cheetos.
Ah, yeah, man.
Oh, well.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Let's have a Christmas.
Yeah, let's have a good
Let's have a good Christmas.
Let's have a good Christmas.
Been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Hey, it's Amy Brown from the Bobby Bone Show. Join me in supporting St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for a chance to win a trip to meet Megan Maroney at the 2025 iHeart Country Festival in Austin, Texas on May 3rd, hosted by Bobby Bones. We're going to hook you up with tickets, flights, hotel, food credits, and a meet and greet with Megan Maroney. Take action now to support St. Jude and help cure childhood cancer, and you're going to be entered for a chance to win. Visit iHeartCountryTrip.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.